Hey, it's me, Richie T, and we continue to visit with bands that are going to be performing at the 2013 Big Ass Show. On the phone with me right now from the band Capital Cities is Ryan Merchant. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm so great. Where are you at right now, Ryan?
I am in sunny Los Angeles.
Are you guys on tour or is it a break right now?
We are on a very small break. We just finished the 2.5 month tour and we're taking a little downtime in LA and then starting up again tomorrow, actually.
Jeez. What does downtime consist of for you?
For me, it means practicing guitar mainly as much as possible and visiting with friends when I can.
Yeah, you go out to eat or what's the visiting with friends thing? Give me an idea because I feel like we all know you're a rock star, you're traveling and all that stuff. But
luckily the downtime fell on the 4th of July, so I had a 4th of July party, which was really fun. I live in Marina Del Rey, kind of by the beach. So I had a bunch of friends over, and we barbecued on my little patio, went to the beach, hung out at the beach. So that was one of the activities. And then just going out for drinks, going out for dinner with people, that kind of stuff.
I love barbecue. I'm a sucker for barbecue. I cannot like something, and then you put it on a barbecue grill, and I'm like, I'll eat that.
I know. That's so true.
You know, I have to yell at you. I have to curse you out a little bit. Safe and Sound is the most addicting song ever for me.
Wow. Thank you. I'm glad.
Like, just singing it, and then, like, even if I'm like, okay, I'm not going to sing this song, I'm not going to sing it, like, when it comes on, like, the shoulders just start kind of bouncing.
Yeah, you just, it's involuntary.
Yeah, I'm really not joking when I say that. I have tried to not move to it.
That's funny, because I talked to someone recently that was cursing me because they were waking up in the middle of the night and they had Safe and Sound stuck in their head. So at least it's not happening in the middle of the night for you, I hope.
It hasn't gotten to the level of an earworm, but certainly it you know, so catchy. Where'd that come about?
The song, we actually wrote it a while ago, probably 3 years ago. We wrote the original idea for the song. It was just a little snippet of music that felt really special, and it was produced in a completely different way. And we showed it to a bunch of our friends, and this is before Capital Cities was even formed. And everybody we showed it to just really thought it was something special and encouraged us to develop the song. So we, over the next year or so, we reproduced the song close to 8 times, just trying to find the right production. And then finally we, you know, came across a current version where we broke out this vintage Juno synthesizer and decided to incorporate trumpet, and there we have it. Then we had Safe and Sound and put it up on the internet and start doing its thing, and now it's on the radio.
Are there all the other old versions of it available if I went and did some searching?
I don't think they're available, no.
What?
I don't think we put any of them on the web. I don't think people want to hear the older version. Although there are some cool versions of it.
Yeah, that's where I would disagree with you quite a bit, because I think it'd be fun to hear kind of the genesis of it.
Yeah. Actually, I think someday we probably would gather all those versions and kind of release this, maybe like a compilation CD of all the versions of Safe and Sound. Because I agree, it would be kind of fun to see like how something evolves.
It's an entire album of the same song over and over in different versions. I'd buy it.
Yeah.
And you know the worst part about it? I'd buy it, and every time I heard that song, I'd still keep bouncing.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter what version.
You're still bouncing, that's all good.
I think it's interesting, reading into your guys' story, how you guys met. I think that's awesome that it's this sort of mythical Craigslist romance.
Mm-hmm.
That you guys found each other?
It was a very modern forming of a relationship. We met on Craigslist back in 2008 when Cebu put out an ad offering his music production skills. And I was looking for someone to help me with some songs, and I responded to his ad. We got together, started working together, and had this really incredible musical chemistry, and then fell into all these different posing jobs, writing for TV commercials, and then eventually decided that we wanted to start a band, and that's how Capital Cities came about.
Did you guys meet in a safe public place that first time?
No, we met in a very shady place in Burbank, California, in an industrial area where his studio is.
See?
So it would have been a great place to meet someone on Craigslist and then kill them.
I mean, if stuff like that ever happened, which it doesn't, but I mean, if it were to.
Yeah, I've had good luck on Craigslist personally, so for me, it's, I don't know, I feel like I'm the poster child for Craigslist success.
You mean besides this band, you've had other successes, like personally?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
I actually met a person on Craigslist years before that was another songwriter that I hooked up with, and we started writing some music together, and one of the songs got picked up by this big DJ in Germany named Paul Van Dyke, who's kind of big. He still is really big in the EDM world, but I was randomly through Craigslist, and there's all kinds of random opportunities. You just have to sift through all the garbage, and you find good stuff up there.
Man, you'll have to show me, because all I see is like these ladies who look like men, who are probably men, but are trying to be ladies. I mean, not that I look, because I'm happily married, but I mean, I'm just saying, you know, kind of in this large, if I were to.
Yes. we all dabble from time to time.
Yeah, sure. And I'm not admitting that I dabble from time to time. I'm just saying, maybe that could possibly be something.
I have friends that have dabbled, and they've told you about it.
Yeah, they're friends, a buddy of mine. Pal down the street. You've been here to Utah a few times, am I right, or just once?
We have been to Utah a couple times, but we played, they were for smaller private events that we did out there, so we haven't actually played. What am I talking about? We did Sundance, too.
Yeah, well, Sundance, even still part of Sundance, is pretty private. What was that experience like for you? How did you get roped into it? And
someone offered us, wanted us to come play this party that they were throwing, a huge mansion that they had rented out. And so we went there and did that and did a couple other shows. And it was really fun. I mean, we rented this cool little cabin, and Burton let us come and use their snowboards. So we did a little snowboarding, and we partied for a couple of days. It was really fun.
Did all growing up, did you know that that music is what you wanted to do, or when did that decision happen?
Yeah, I think from a very early age, I definitely gravitated towards music. Ever since when I was 2 years old, I used to just like bang on pots and pans and try to play drums. And then when I was five, I got into Michael Jackson and got the music bug in a very serious way. And then started playing instruments when I was younger and took guitar lessons, piano, drums. And then just over time, like it took a long time to figure out how to really make a living doing it. And fortunately, we've gotten lucky and been able to do it full time. So.
Do you ever think you'll grow a crazy beard?
I actually have a pretty big beard right now. We were just on tour, and I kind of let it go. So it's kind of unkept right now. So I might let it go.
You're just going to keep it?
Sever and I might actually switch up. He just trimmed his beard for the first time in a while, and I'm letting mine grow. So we might be opposite.
How do you feel about the whole beard craze? Because it seems like for a good 30 years, it was like, don't trust anyone with a beard. And now it's like, if you don't have a beard, it's not, you know, you're not anything.
Well, I personally have always loved having a beard. Like ever since I could grow facial hair, which was probably when I was like 20 years old, I've been obsessed with being able to grow a beard. So for me, beards have been cool since they weren't cool.
So you liked beards before anyone else did.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, in fact,
I've always been a fan. They've never gone out of style, as far as I'm concerned.
And I'm looking into it, and it actually, it was you that started the beard craze, so I'm sorry for that previous question.
That's okay.
last thing, and then I'll let you get going, because I know you got to keep practicing. You got your downtime. You got limited amounts of time.
Good.
Safe and Sound, the music video, is really awesome. I hate to keep gushing on all this stuff, but where did that idea come from? And for folks that may not have seen it, talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, that video is basically, it was shot at this really beautiful theater in downtown Los Angeles called the Los Angeles Theater. And the video basically is a celebration of various forms of dance from different decades and from different cultures. So it's essentially what happens is Sebu and I pop out of this poster, this old poster at this old theater. We go onto this stage, and it sort of like ignites this crazy dance-off in this old theater that hasn't been running for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the video was actually inspired off of are inspired by a video that we put out when we first released Safe and Sound. It was a DIY video where we pulled footage of Warren dancing from the 20th century and juxtaposed it. It showed this chronological evolution of Warren dance over the 20th century. So when it came time to do a real music video, someone submitted a treatment that was kind of loosely based off of that, and then this other production company got involved, and they just took it to the next level and wanted to integrate stock footage with actual shot stuff and in this really big production with amazing dancing.
Where does the name Capital Cities come from?
That came from a brainstorming session that Sebu and I had a while back. We were just kind of going back and forth, and I suggested Capital of Maine as a band name. And said, we wrote back and said, how about Capital City? And we both instantaneously felt like it was a perfect representation of what we were. So we stuck with it.
Cool. I love it. We're looking forward to having you here in Salt Lake August 24th.
Yeah, can't wait.
For the 2013 Big Ash Show. Tickets are available now at SmithTix, so people can go and purchase them. And we'll see you on the 24th. I can't wait.
Thank you.
Thank you.